Mobile. Hey, stranger. Sorry we missed you over to Charlotte the other day. KD4IOX, bubble.
How you doing, sir? Yeah, I'm sorry we missed y'all too. But I agree with you. It wasn't much of a ham fest, was it?
I think it's smaller and smaller every year. I don't know. They should have left it downtown. It was so much better, bigger downtown. Convention center down there in Charlotte.
Well, we walked around and looked a little bit, but that was about it.
Patrick says, yeah, the only thing I bought was wire from the wire. And they could have just got that down in Landrum.
That was a lot closer, right?
He had a good company. He would have missed out on the good company. That's what it was.
That's right.
I didn't catch that last transmission. I think I could step my assignment for tomorrow. So I had to value my up a little bit too loud the truck, I guess.
Yeah. Thing sounds all right over on that repeater. I changed out some antennas and did a few things. I just want to be sure it's getting in there good.
A little scratchy at times. I don't know where you're located. It probably might have a lot to do with your location. But it's totally readable, but you had some little white noise in there.
Just left downtown Pickens, so I'm quite a bit away.
Just total full quieting, no problem. Sounds good?
Well, from what I'm hearing, y'all had a pretty good safe trip up there and back then, right?
Yeah, that pursuit driving on them. I just drove there, drove back. I didn't pull anything out of the hat.
Service on you.
Time down. Good time back. Got breakfast in the morning. Got lunch in the afternoon. Yeah, I came all the way back to Hendersonville to get lunch.
Had a little breakfast stuff going up there. We got up there. I guess it wasn't long after y'all left. And just kind of meander our way back. Watched it rain.
I'm having a good time because when we got there, it was pouring down raining. And poor Patrick, he had to go back to the car. And he came to find out he didn't have to go back to the car after all. So he got doubly wet.
Dropped her off at the door, then went and parked the truck. I had a little raincoat with me, so that kind of helped.
Yeah, hindsight being 20/20, I probably could have dropped her off at the door. That would have been a nice thing to do, I guess. I gotta suffer, you gotta suffer. Just gotta have to suck it up there, dude.
I've done that too, but I had to live with her for the rest of the week, so no, I figured it's easier to drop her off.
I'm wet now. That'd be a no-no.
By freezing up like that, ooh, I'd be in a world of trouble.
A girl was at tea when I was working, and every time it rained, she'd be all upset because her hair would get wet and get all matted down. It looked like a wet rat. So, I never told her that, but she said she looked like a wet rat. But every time it was going to rain that day, I'd say, looks like it's going to be a bad hair day.
Get me. Oh, boy. This ain't going to be good.
Bad hair day for me. That's why I cut it off.
Me and you both.
I'm profiling with no hair. KD4IOX. Where you heading?
Right now. I had to run up to Napa and Pickens and get me some stuff, and I made it back to the house. My day off, so I'm just kind of enjoying it, right?
And I'm coming up on the first construction zone here on 290 in front of the Ingles. Darn Ken. Ken should be letting them do this here in front of their house. But, yeah, too bad we're so separated. I'd invite you up for lunch.
Nice. If I was up there closer, I'd say yes, sir.
You gotta have my boat and just take a right turn and go to the lake.
I'm not far from that.
On the lake Wednesday, they're calling for a high of 74. Probably Wednesday, too. I'm like, darn it.
Time anyway, right?
The day. I'm winning at 6:30, and I got 6.25 hours today.
Freeze, right?
I wouldn't say deliveries. I just back out of the dock. They load and unload at no touch. I just drive. That's all I do. Oh, I'm a professional door opener. That's what I do. I drive and open doors of the trailers and close them.
The wind.
There's no wind where I go. Yeah. Hey, the devil. Hey, Patrick. KD4IOX.
Hey, Hey, Cindy. Good to hear you on the radio.
You talked to me this morning, so I think you're talking to Julie about that.
Pulling back into my yard right here. I appreciate you giving me a radio check.
Hell.
$49.95.
You have a good day at the yard. Go in the house and take a nap or something. Enjoy your day off.
Now I got my voice back. I can aggravate y'all in the morning some too.
In the morning, we're glad to hear you again.
This is Leon Kale for MUF. I'll see you later.
I'll see you, Jody. Take care, man. Have a good day. Sorry we missed you. KD4IOX.
Jody, KO4HKX.
There he is, Mr. Patrick. Good afternoon.
Good to hear you on the radio again.
Talking normal again.
I won't hold you. You enjoy your day out there and this sunshine while you can.
I'll see y'all later, bud. KO4MUF. Catch y'all in the morning.
Leon, you heading home already? Is that what you said?
I'm already, and I'm like Jody. You'll probably hear me in the morning. They got me scheduled tomorrow. I'll go to Williamson and probably get my regular run back Wednesday. So I'll be working both days.
I have some money for this week coming weekend.
Don't tell Mama. No, don't tell her. Hope you didn't turn the radio on in the house.
Working?
She don't know where I'm going to spend it yet.
Looks like it's going to rain all weekend this weekend.
Oh, no, not again.
Changes between now and then. They steal some time, so hopefully it does.
Say if it's going to rain all weekend, I can leave the camper home, but I looked at the bank account earlier. They've already taken their money, so I guess I'm going camping.
Chance to try out that new hitch setup anyway.
I didn't really do a lot of work Wednesday, so I could, you know, take her with it and pull it up and get everything checked out. But I'm going to push that out until Thursday, the day before we leave it, so.
You'll get it. It's supposed to be nice all the way through Thursday. It's going to start raining again Friday, I believe it was.
Probably hook everything up, get everything ready for Thursday. That way we get up Friday, just jump in the truck and go.
I'm leaving.
I'd say it's whenever we get up, but it'll be whenever she gets up.
I understand what you're saying.
I figured you would.
I'm going to hop out of here. I'm at my next stop. I just wanted to tell Jody hello and give you a hard time about being off so early. So, have a safe trip up the mountain. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
I'll turn the radio on when I get home and be listening out for you. Mobiling home later on. 7-3, have a great day. KD4IOX.